either way, I think we should be nervous about, you could call it AI, or maybe just the rapid advancement of our touchscreen technology and our robotic technology and the combination of the two. I think we're going to see a huge push on that going forward, considering California now has launched itself into the $20 an hour minimum wage for fast food workers, a completely ridiculous and absurd wage rate to pay fast food workers at. What are we going to see, dude? The kiosks, right? And the robots flipping the burgers.
Yeah, no, they're retarded. It's already backfiring. All these people are losing jobs.
I know, and I got a quick one. I thought you would enjoy to see this. This is a quick reaction to the raise from $16 to $20 here in California.
It's one of the highest minimum wages in the country and the first time state lawmakers have mandated a minimum wage for just one industry. Supporters say it's time for the billion-dollar corporations to pay a living wage.
How's it going?
But many franchise owners, like Jessica Diambra, who runs 11 McDonald's around L.A., say the law puts an unfair strain on their businesses already operating on slim margins.
Do you feel targeted that it's specifically for fast food?
Yes, and I think people just don't realize that. They see this big McDonald's brand and just think, oh, they've got all the money in the world, and it's just that's not at all how it is.
McDonald's, Chipotle, and Starbucks already saying they plan to raise prices to offset the rising labor costs. Pizza Hut preemptively laid off 1,200 delivery drivers like Michael Ojeda.
I was very frustrated. A lot of us got our jobs taken from us.
He was let go after 8 years.
What's the point of the raise if you don't have a job anymore?
It's one of the highest minimum wages in the country, and the first time state lawmakers have mandated...
Hold on, right, sorry, all right, continue, please. Yeah.
At minimum, you're 24, right? Because you couldn't be a driver until you were at least 16. So that you're 24, this is the best thing that ever happened to you, my friend. Move on, move up, do better in life. You could do better than... That's why it was such a low-paying job, because it's not supposed to be your fucking career, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you're not supposed to make a career out of being a delivery driver, absolutely, and...
A delivery driver for 2 years, from 16 to 18, and then you move on with your fucking life. Dude, come on. Maybe while you're in college, you deliver on the side. Like, dude, 8 years delivering pizzas? And the reason it's so terrible is because after 8 years delivering pizzas, you have acquired zero skills. You have acquired nothing that will help you move up and move on. You know what I mean?
Be different if on the side you were like, taking online coding courses and you became a programmer over the 8 years. All right, maybe I understand, but 8 years.
Eight? That's a long, that's a waste of 8 years, my friend. It's terrible.
And I was in the food industry for a long time. I bopped around from better opportunity to better opportunity. You know what I'm saying? There's higher levels of the food industry to get into.
This is the best thing that ever happened to that guy. I tell you, I guarantee.
Even being a delivery driver, you could get into catering.
Something. You could move up from Pizza Hut in 8 years.
I know.
It only takes 5 years of an apprenticeship to become a licensed plumber. you could be a plumber, dude.
These are people just who set the bar so low for themselves and have just such few expectations, I guess, in life, right? I don't know, man. Maybe that's the good. Worst part is,
I don't know. A lot of these people, they think they're going to have a career online. You know, like where they're going to be a TikToker or a streamer. What's that video game thing?
Like being a Rumble star. Yeah, man. All right.
Yeah, they can do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You're an influencer, right? You get into the TikTok and on the Instagram, and you're so popular. You have to be so popular. You have so many hundreds of thousands of downloads and viewers that you have advertisers wanting to put their advertisement on your show. That's the only possible way you're going to get there. And
easy.
I don't even know if people want to do that, man, because you have to actually do some work with being an influencer. You have to, you know, actually go into it every single day, spruce up your website, do the whole thing, your page, right? You got to be involved with all the social media places. I think people are just fucking lazy, man, and nobody wants to do anything. And, you know, why would you be you know, wanting to move up in any way when you could just work at Pizza Hut for 8 years, your wages keep going up because the government mandates it, and every year you get a little bit of extra money, and you could hang out at home and put on your Google AI glasses and disappear into your video game for 8 hours.
Eat the leftover pizza.
Eat the leftovers. Ah, yeah, man.
California. You know, yeah, yeah, the Democrats just keep giving you everything. 8 years? That should be the thing of the whole point of that story is this guy wasted 8 years in a fucking driver for Pizza Hut, dude. That's not like that's not something to be proud of, you know?
Not only that, I mean, he also took on the pandemic, which was kind of it was definitely a great reset in many ways for many different people. What an opportunity to change your life or get into other places. Like, he didn't take the opportunity to become an Uber driver or expand his his horizons a little bit.
Well, during COVID, he was a hero.
Oh, you're right. Yes. I forgot. The hero. Yes.
That's why it was hard for him to leave the job. Hard to hang up that cape once you're a hero.
That's, you know? Right. It's tough to walk away, right?
I did it more for the people. So sad. 8 years as a delivery driver for Pizza Hut.
I mean, maybe the money's good, though, and we have been kind of running over this quite a bit. Even without this increase to the $20, you're talking about a cat making $16 an hour plus tip to deliver pizzas. I mean, that's actually a pretty good deal.
Now, it just shows you, once again, our money is worthless. They're saying right now you have to have a household income of $175,000 to be in the middle of the middle class. Pretty good middle class.
I told you, I think we're at basically you got to be a millionaire to be middle class, actually.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that too. It's impossible to afford home or do anything, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we're just in that place where we need something to bottom out, right? The market needs to bottom out. You know, so we can buy in finally, right? That's
bubble to pop. We need this bubble to pop. Yeah.
Maybe it never will. We could be living, or maybe it already has too. I often kind of think in my head, do we even know what numbers they're telling us? Did you see on Friday they were all very excited that the jobs report indicated the 300,000 jobs have been created out of thin air for who knows, right? Like, who's being hired right now, dude? Every day I'm reading about 10,000 people at Microsoft, 10,000 people at Apple, 15 over at Amazon. Like they're firing everybody everywhere, but magically 300,000 people were employed last year. I assume only it's people who are already employed but need a second job to pay off their grocery bill.
Well, and the government's hiring. That's the worst part, is we have such a large government sector now, which is really sad because we need smaller government. It's literally like the answer to all our problems is shrink the government. Shrink the federal government.
All right, man. Well, I'm all for more government now, right? Let's just go all in.
Communism. I listened to the interview with Bernie Sanders the other day. It's fucking terrible, man. I can't believe that guy even existed.
Give me the lowdown on the Bernie. Let me feel the burn. What did he say?
He's just the same old shit. He's insisting on, he's saying $20 an hour isn't enough.
He wants to be like that nut job in California who made the proclamation a month ago that we should raise the national minimum wage to $50 an hour. That should do it.
Yeah. Oh, he's saying 25 to 30 would be the real sweet spot.
God, of course. Of course.
Like, yeah, it's really insane. And he's talking about healthcare for all. It's the same old story. Free healthcare. I don't know. It's just really sad to listen to.
Oh, it's too bad. I think his message has run dry for a lot of people. He was really, you know, was it 2016?
Yeah.
Was that his big year? Everyone was feeling the burn. Yeah.
That was when they proved that the DNC conspired against him with the Clintons to get him off the ballot.
no different than what they're doing right now to RFK.
It's disgusting what they're doing with RFK. They're going to take him off every ballot.
Did you see what happened in Florida? He was stripped off the ballot. And they were going to have a primary, which it was indicated that Biden was going to lose the primary in Florida, and they ended the primary. Yes, in Florida, there was no, they literally just, they ended it, man. It didn't happen because RFK was going to definitely win.
I know right now it's like 8 states that are working on getting him off the ballot. The Biden team is.
Yeah, that's what's so crazy. It has nothing to do with Republicans or Trump or anything. It's Biden and the Democrats. They need to end this campaign for RFK Jr.
To save democracy.
That's right.
Everybody off the ballot, Frank. It's insane.
Yeah, man. We're saving democracy, dude. It's starting to feel more and more as time goes on that this group that's in charge of the Biden administration, it ain't Biden, I can assure you that. It's the puppeteers behind the carcass that is Biden. Probably Obama's third term. The communism has come forth. I think it's pretty obvious. Everybody sees it now. Like, you guys are really into this. We're going to make you all the same, but all very poor and the same. And you're going to really be very unhappy. You're going to be very unhappy and very poor, and there's going to be no food and no money, and that's good for us. That's what we want. And so a lot of people have woken up to that over the last 3 years. That's the best part about the shitty experience we've just gone through with Bidenomics, which is we've seen the awakening of a lot of people. There's a lot of Fettermans out there who have taken a red pill now over these last 3 years and are like, looking around like, wait, what's going on? You guys are fucking nuts, man. Like, why are you guys acting like this? It's crazy. So, you know, the protesting for pro-terrorists and, you know, the anti-Americanism, the shipping away of our goods, the fact that we're just going to check boxes to hire people for very important positions, that has come to a head now, right? How's that bridge doing in Baltimore?
Dude, I think the Israel thing is going to be one of the biggest red pills.
Oh yeah,
I think a lot of people. It just exposed what they're teaching the kids in colleges, and then these are the, you know what I mean? It exposed the teachers, the professors. When you walk into classrooms and they have a Ukraine flag, a gay flag, and a Palestinian flag, but no U.S. flag.
I know.
What? Excuse me.
What happened here?
You know, how many of those Palestinians are flying U.S. flags?
And what's what's even crazier is, I think, what's being exposed is the censorship. You and I could talk for hours about the censorship we endured during the COVID lockdowns. But the fact that the censorship has evolved now, and it's not about, you know, speaking ill about the after effects of these experimental gene therapies. No, now we're censoring you because you're saying bad things about Joe Biden and the current president or the administration or Democrats. And now we're going to censor you off of all these platforms because you don't agree with our political agenda.
Yes. But it's just to save democracy. Once Trump's gone, we're going to stop doing all of this. These are just measures to stop Trump from ending democracy.
Well, yeah. RFK is a great kind of awakening for people because now they're not censoring you because you're a Republican or an anti-vaxxer. They're censoring a Democrat. Like, what's going on here? We're censoring our own now? Oh, this is getting weird. And what have we been saying this whole time? All right, it's easy for you assholes on the other side to cheer along the jailing of 700 people who were protesting, as is their right, on January 6th, but you feel great about jailing them. What about when Joe Biden starts to jail you for protesting for RFK?
Yeah. He was just on a podcast talking. He talked about how what you always say, where the CIA is running the government.
Yes.
The CIA killed his uncle, and they've been in charge ever since. And he was saying that there's no way Joe Biden's in charge, because he knows Joe Biden personally. He said Joe Biden would have given him Secret Service protection. So whoever's really in charge, it's not him, because they're still denying him the Secret Service.
The person in charge is Barry Sotero, and he is an asset of the CIA that was put in place through foreign assets and characters to destabilize and destroy America.
Yeah, just look at the picture of him with that guy, that oil tycoon.
Barry Sotero's stepfather?
Yeah. Who was friends with the Bushes.
Oh, man, the Bushes, they go deep into all this, and I firmly believe that Barack Obama is an arm of the Bush family. I'm certain that we looked this up not too long ago and confirmed live on the air that Barack Obama is at the very least genetically connected and a relative to Dick Cheney.
No, we didn't look that up
yet. I'm positive we did. Did we not? I swear to God, this is like... We're digging 2 years ago, maybe. I'm almost certain, man. Yes. Barack Obama related by blood. I'm almost certain to Dick Cheney. If not George Bush. It's either Bush or Cheney, but I'm
he's related to Dick, but not Liz, ironically.
Oh yeah. One do Dick for Dyke.
God damn, dude.
Yeah. Because you can't be president unless you're part of the serpentine, reptilian, Anunnaki bloodline lineage or whatever it is that these fellas are all connected to. How many presidents have we had, folks? 46. All right, so it's not that hard to pinpoint 46 fellas with the bloodline all intact there. So,
and then how do you get the Republican vice president is a cousin to the Democrat president? Dude, it's all the same people.
Yes, yes, man. People. No, there's nobody... And I guarantee Trump is in there, too. Come on, man. Unless he's not, and he's truly the one outsider, which would explain the worldwide effort to take this guy out, man.
I mean, think about everything Dick Cheney did, and he doesn't have 88 indictments.
Yes. You know that? Exactly.
That guy killed millions of Arabs.
And I'm starting to further believe in the theory of Trump being the time traveler. The earthquake that occurred in New York State on Friday, the epicenter was in Bedminster on the exact location of Trump's property that he has there. And the craziest part about it is that property formerly used to be owned by John DeLorean, the creator of the DeLorean. And we all know that without the DeLorean and the time flux capacitor, time travel, quite simply, is just not possible.
You need the stainless steel unibody.
That's right, man. Yeah, dude.
Plus that book about Barron Trump.
I know. Yeah, man. Barron Trump's time adventure, whatever it is. Yeah, dude. That's
right. His dad was in the FBI. Our uncle was in the FBI. A little crazy.
Trump's uncle, he was in the FBI, and he... allegedly was a part of the team that was first on the scene at the death of Nikola Tesla, and he is a part of the group of fellas who confiscated his materials, right? And according to it's all about 369 when it comes to Tesla, so who knows? Maybe that's the code for time travel.
369, damn, she's fine? Is that where you're getting it?
You nailed it.
What was that song?
I'm gonna leave it right there. I like that. I'm gonna let that hang.
In the meantime, Trump, just turn the camera on. He's talking.
That's my favorite part about Trump is he runs off the helicopter. He's already in mid-sentence yelling at the media, screaming at them about whatever's pissing him off for that day. It's incredible, man. Like, that's the kind of fire we need in this country.
Yeah, that's what we need, when we deal with Xi, you know?
Yeah,
that's the guy with the no cards who can't turn around. Did you see him with President Xi?
No, I missed all, I've been really busy and, I told you the windstorm knocked out power here in Colorado for 6 days. It's been crazy.
I think it was like a week or two ago. Nona was talking about it because, you know, her parents, both her parents had Alzheimer's. And you get old, you start to get things like vertigo and stuff. And, like, you get these, you know, your brain just doesn't function. It's the same. Anyways, him and G, they shake hands, they turn, then they go up once. They, like, walk a little bit, go up one step. And then G turns around to wave at the crowd. And Joe Biden tries to turn around. And you could tell, because he was like one step up, and he like, you could tell he had like something happened in his head where he like lost his balance, and then he couldn't turn around and look while standing on the edge of the step. So he like kept his body facing away from the people, but he did like a half turn and waved while G is standing there waving at the people.
Oh man, pathetic.
It's elder abuse is what it, you're right.
It says, and it also just, it's a bad sign to the world, man. We look weak, we look pathetic, you know, docile. It's just, it's not a good look. And it's no secret, somebody's running the country. It ain't this guy that they're trotting around.
Yeah, but who is it? It's not Jill Biden either.
No,
you really think it's Obama?
Yes, I believe we are experiencing the third term of Barack Obama. Absolutely. Look, take a look around. If the guy had another 4 years, we're seeing it, man. Even culturally, dude, it's crazy the division that has been sowed. And like everything is racist. Everything, you know, it's just so crazy. That is the doctrine of Obama. Like, that's their whole thing, man. They're race baiters and hustlers.
Dude, Joe Rogan just had a guy on. I was listening to it today. I got to find his YouTube or Rumble. Probably find his Rumble.
Yeah, that's
but,
right.
I guess he got famous for doing videos where he would go to a campus with like a ISIS flag and nobody would really say anything. And he would actually even get some people to like agree and support ISIS.
Oh man.
But then he would show up the next week with an Israel flag, and immediately would just get like "fuck you," and people would start trying to get him off the campus. They'd call the cops.
Oh,
you know
man.
What I mean?
Wow, it's
insane! I really gotta check out these videos. And then he did the same thing with where he would wear like a Hillary hat and everything, and go to a Trump rally.
Oh yeah.
And he said there, people would just, like, kind of joke, make fun of him, tell him we're going to change you. You know what I mean? You'll be a Trump by the end of the rally, things like that. And, like, everybody just was, like, it was, like, kind of good old fun. But then he would wear a MAGA hat to a fucking Hillary rally. And he said he would, if he didn't have protection, if he didn't have security, he would have gotten beat up. Like, they were that in his face and mad about everything. Yeah, it's really crazy. But then they were talking about, I don't know if it was a video, I don't know, but he was talking about how he remembers going to college campuses where they were doing segregated graduations. So you could have a black, you could go to the, if you were black, you could go to the black only graduation. And he said he was interviewing all the people there, and they were all like, yeah, this is great. This is what we need to do. This is really great. And he's like, well, don't you think that they should be equal too? And everybody was like, yeah, they should definitely be equal. And so he like got people to say separate but equal.
Oh,
right?
My God.
And then he went to a KKK rally and was like explaining to them about the graduations. And they were all like, yeah, this is exactly what we're talking about. Separate but equal. It's like, holy shit. It's insane.
Well, all these schools, I was reading how they have these graduation ceremonies, and there's all these subgroups for different minority and marginalized and victimized groups, you know, and they're able to celebrate and all this stuff. And it just doesn't seem, you know, is that how you want to go through life? Just being, you know, shrunken down in these teeny little groups, and that's what, you identify with all the time? Like, America was a great place because we were all in this thing together.
Yeah.
And we didn't, you know, it wasn't about micro subcategorizing ourselves, because the goal was to assimilate, to be together as one, as a country, you know, and make this thing work.
And again, didn't we already try this? And it didn't work. What makes you think it's going to work this time? You know? We already tried it.
What, segregation?
Yeah, we tried it. We tried separate but equal. It doesn't work.
Where are we with this thing, with the woke stuff and how you got to separate everybody? Like, are we going to go further to the point where we're just about to get the two different drinking fountains?
You know what? I don't know. And then what do you call them? Because you can't do a whites only. That just looks bad.
They really like grouping a lot of people into the whites, man. There's all these other subcategories, but everybody else is a white.
Then you'd have to have like the white non-Hispanic, the white Hispanic.
Right.
Some Hispanics can say the N-word, which is weird. Like,
well, yeah, I mean, there's
Puerto Ricans are technically, you know, they're Hispanic, but they can say the N-word.
I realize my tan is throwing you off, but this is kind of outside my territory. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm just going by what I can see in the street. You know? Puerto Ricans are throwing out there. All the islanders are throwing it out there. Even the Hispanic or the Cubans.
Man, well, I mind my P's and Q's and N's. And, you know, keep those silent. But either way, Mike, you know I love following all the recent health trends and the warning signs out there, right? Eat the eggs. Don't eat the eggs. You know, I'm all about it. And I'm especially really into following the last couple of years, what they're blaming the sudden rapid rise in heart disease and heart attacks and strokes.
And it's the intermittent fasting. It's the people exercising. For
dude, this year, they've been really good. They started the year off with cannabis, right? If you're smoking pot, that's why we got the heart attacks. And then they brought on a whole list of other things. And we've kind of...
blamed climate change.
Yes, they blamed climate change.
That clip.
Yes, man. Climate change has given us heart attacks. Everything...
It's going to be the cicadas.
Oh, so it's... hey, you say cicada. I say cicada. Yeah. No, man, you're missing the boat, dude. Come on, it's summertime. You know what's giving us heart attacks, man. Oh, we're sunbathing, dude. Come on. Yeah, it is the sun, dude. Yeah.
If only we had some kind of like government program to block out the sun, you know?
Oh, Bill Gates has you covered, my friend. Don't you worry. He's flying his planes all over every major city, and he's blocking it just right.
He's going to kill two birds with one stone. He's going to come with the plane, drop off enough mosquitoes to block out the sun as they fall.
Dude, I'm not kidding. They have a sudden rise in dengue fever in Puerto Rico. And it's like totally, you know, unexplainable. They have no idea how this even happened. And I'm almost certain if you go to the Bill Gates Foundation website, they have a whole thing on, like, getting the dang vaccine out there and, you know, like, filling in the mosquitoes with all this. And I could be wrong, but, you know, I like to stretch the imagination a little bit from time to time.
To be fair, he just invented the hammer. Now he's looking for a nail. You know what I mean? Jesus Christ, he built these mosquitoes that are genetically modified. That could be nothing but good.
Well, the sun is not good. I tell you what, sunbathing, Mike, for just one day may increase your risk of heart disease, and it may stop the body from fighting infections. All right, so...
the sun?
Yeah, man, it's bad for you, dude.
There's a reason old people go to Florida. It's for the sun, the healing powers of the sun. Remember our grandpa? How good he would look when he came home from Florida.
I know, man.
Cholesterol was down. He was tan. He looked great. Spent all day in the sun. He was 90 years old.
Yeah, man. He was de-aging in front of our eyes. It was incredible.
He looked better than... Now you just put us full screen. He looked better than we do now. And
yes.
He was 90.
Absolutely.
He had better hair than me.
He was so much happier. So much... So either way, I found that to be hilarious. I can't wait to see next month what they blame all the heart attacks on. Of course, we're never, ever going to suggest that it's possibly from those you know, experimental gene therapy vaccines we forced everybody to take unless you, you know, lose your job. No, not that. But I got the best anecdote for everybody if you're concerned. If you're someone who's getting too much sun and you think now you might be at risk for that heart attack, well, we got the medicine for you, Mike, and we should have seen this one coming, right? You know it, man. Let's do it.
At our GMA cover story, a new study that finds patients with obesity and diabetes-related heart failure saw progress when they took semaglutide, the drug in Ozempic and Wegovy. Dr. Louis Ramone, obesity expert at Weill Cornell Medical Center in New York City, is here. Pretty exciting study. Tell us about it.
It's very good for heart attacks, too? Because we finally have
evidence. Did I lose the screen?
That people with obesity,
yeah.
Diabetes.
Oh, it happened. Clip's gone.
I'm blaming the production crew on that one.
Even your computer was like, this is too much Stephanopoulos.
The guy's a freak, man.
I love the chairs.
Here, pretty exciting study. Tell us about it.
It's very exciting, George, because we finally have evidence that people with
look at this guy. You're taking advice from this guy about your health. All right.
Yeah, that's always a good point.
This guy is a lizard.
Obesity, diabetes, and heart failure can get significant improvement. They're less likely to be hospitalized. They're less likely to visit an emergency room if they take semaglutide.
It seems like we do a story every single day on something else that Wegovy and Ozempic can help solve. And these
You're right, George. It does seem like you're doing a piece almost every single day advertising for Wegovy and Ozempic. It's funny you say that. Seems like you're doing it every single day.
I wonder why that is, but we'll find out after commercial. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Yeah. Yes, man. Oh, you nailed it.
Glutides can help solve. What other things are being looked at?
There are many. Preventing diabetes. One study recently showed a 75% reduction in the risk of developing diabetes in a 5-year trial. Of fat in the liver, the leading cause of a liver transplant.
This is a miracle drug, man. Alcohol disorder, diabetes, sleep apnea, liver problems. You got it. We can solve it all, man. Want to quit smoking? Take some Ozempic.
I love it because you mean to tell me I give this drug to a 600-pound man, he loses 400 pounds. His liver gets better, he sleeps better, and he's no longer diabetic. I mean, that's just science. The problem, nobody's arguing with you that you get these benefits from losing weight, except the alcohol disorder. That just sounds like you killed their drive to want anything. But the liver issues, the sleep, the diabetes, that just comes with weight loss. And you're probably going to be a lot healthier if you do it naturally than with this drug.
Yeah, man. When it comes to the curing your alcohol use disorder, that's the Amy Schumer effect, where you become catatonic and can't move your entire body for several days and just drool.
Well, let me ask you this, Frank. If your stomach's paralyzed, are you going to drink alcohol?
I know.
Okay, so it's not a misleading statement at all, you know?
Oh, my God.
Paralyze your stomach. We make it so you don't want anything. You're just a zombie lying on the floor with stomach pain. And then guess what? You're not going to believe this. You don't drink. That's great. You're not going to smoke as much. You're not going to drink as much. It's terrible, man.
We commented on the new and improved looks of Whoopi Goldberg earlier, and how she's, doing the bebop rock study thing there. But I don't know if you noticed, she has abandoned the size of the marshmallow, Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. She is on the Ozempic, and she's been, proudly promoting it.
Oh, she admitted it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, the Whoopi is, she's in on the game. She probably, I'm assuming her and Oprah and all these celebrities who are now doing all these interviews they got in on the stock game before it hit the news cycle that people were losing weight from this stuff.
Or they got paid in stock, you know?
Oh, yeah. All right.
Trump's got to be on it, too.
Yeah, he looks a little melty, I noticed.
Face is melting, man.
Yeah, and he probably is a little self-conscious about his weight, right?
For sure, dude. Yeah. Literally, John Stewart just fucking made a commercial where they show his ass on the golf course. Like, what do you mean? That's all they talk about. That's like all they have on him.
Yeah, man. And you're right. And he's been over tanning, I noticed, or just getting too much sun, which you better watch out because from what I heard, high risk for a heart attack there, right? Yeah, you better be careful.
Oh, Donnie.
Especially, you know, he's on the wrong side of the deep state, so he could be out there suntanning and someone shoots him up with the old heart attack gun, right? Yeah, watch out, man.
That's actually what causes the rise. It's not the sun. It's that you're exposed to the heart attack gun from space. You know, now they can get you.
Oh, man, it's a tiny bee drone, I'm telling you.
Bee drone. I like the bee drone.
Yeah, bee drone with a tiny
gun. They definitely have those. They definitely have those.
But my bee drone, in my imagination, he's got, like, the pistolero belt with the bullets on it, you know, and he pulls out, like, the little magnum, you know, and
It's a bad bee. You know what I mean? You don't fuck with this
right.
bee.
Dude, it's a bad bee.
Yeah. It's a $600 million bee.
Oh, man. Well, Mike, believe it or not, we have hit that point in time. Unbelievable. It's the fastest hour in the universe. And if you're joining us live here on the Rumble, the fastest 2 hours in the universe. That's right. Thanks for everyone who tuned in. We really appreciate it.
It's always better live.
Good times had by all. Yeah, you know, we cut it down, chop it up a little bit for the audio versions. And I don't really erase anything. Usually it's just a... Well, you know, I pretty much just put in the breaks, you know, to give yourself a break from our voices.
And the bleeps. The bleeps are funnier than the words, ironically.
That's right, dude.
Makes it even funnier when there's a bleep.
Either way, thanks for joining us, Mike. You got any parting words for our guests?
Don't flush wipes.
That is great advice, folks. Do not flush those wipes.